This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, March 8th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Oh, it's just warm enough. I have spring fever.
I totally have spring fever.
And so we're going to devote what we talk about today to the kids who must have it worse than we do.
With spring break right around the corner.
Oh, I know. I'm like, what do kids have to do with spring
break? Spring break.
And wanting out of school. So this weekend, if you like dogs, see, there's another segue that doesn't make any sense, but it will. There will be dogs all over the stage at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Go, dog, go.
Exactly. Well, they won't be real dogs.
No, of course not.
They'll be costumed people playing dogs. I'm really interested in seeing this because there's only about 75 words in the book that this comes from.
I remember it is a children's book, and it's been a long time since I've read it, but it was very simple, and I remember being short, but I do remember the illustrations with the brightly colored.
There are a lot of colors,
A lot of colors, and the dogs, and cars, and dogs with hats and things.
And dogs at work, and they've recreated all of that with actors and costumes, and it is adorable. Danny Hobson is directing the Child's Play production, and he promises that what it doesn't have in words, it makes up for in action and fun, and it'd be a perfect play for little kids, for beginning playgoers.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good way to get them started. Started with all the bright colors and the fun costumes.
And they do basic words up, down, in, out, over, under. Mm-hmm. So really basic kids reading translated to the stage. There's 11 actors ranging in age from 10 to 70.
Oh, wow.
Playing 7 main dogs and 4 more ensemble dogs.
I like it.
And a live pianist, also costumed as a dog. This is happening at 3 o'clock tomorrow and 3 o'clock Sunday at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. And tickets are $9 to $16 for non-members at 751-5441. Also this weekend at Arts Life Theater in Fayetteville, Miss Nelson is missing.
Still missing.
7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. Tickets are $6 to $8. Storytime at Hobbs State Park on Saturday. Mother Nature reads in costume. The topic is hiding in plain sight.
Have you ever made it to one of these? It sounds like a good time for the little
ones.
No, but
the costumes look so fun because Mother Nature is all dressed up and surrounded by nature things. And
so, sounds like a fabulous idea.
Is she actually reading from something?
Yes.
Because when I hear hiding in plain sight, I did a bug story a couple months ago about wintering, what insects do, and there are a lot of things right in front of me that I didn't realize were there. So,
and that's some of the activities that go along with it. Okay. So that starts at 10:30 on Saturday. It's free. Dragon Howl Story Time. Also on Saturday at 10:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library with Philip and Vanessa Rouse, who are the author and illustrator of a book called Dragon Howl.
Okay.
The Celebrate Art Showcase reception is on Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. 300 art pieces by kindergartners through 8th graders from Madison, Carroll, Benton, and Washington counties. They are always adorable.
The kids or the paintings?
Both. And Dr. Seuss Storytime on Sunday, The Lorax at Hobbs State Park, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Didn't he just have a birthday?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think he was 312, but don't quote me on that. Now, if you're looking ahead for spring break, there's a ton of fun stuff for spring break, and we'll have it. We had it all in print today. We'll have it all in print again next Friday in What's Up.
Can I just say that I cannot believe it's already time for spring break? I feel like I can say this to you, Becca, because
you know how much we are pained by the passing of time.
We are. I just have to point that out, that you saying spring break makes me itch a little bit.
Yeah, but it also makes me want to go.
Well, of course.
Want to go.
That's one of the worst things about the job is looking forward to
everything. Yeah, because we're always planning ahead
and
all of
so
the events.
Fast.
And it just, it's here. Yeah. Okay, breathe.
It starts the 18th.
Okay. Go tell me what we can do, or what kids can do around here for their spring
break.
Well,
we can sneak into a lot of it.
Of course.
Bella Vista Library has a Make It and Take It Crafts Day on the 23rd. Trike Theater has a week-long spring break young company in Bentonville. They will do their own play, lines, choreography, sets, costumes. You can find out more about that at 866-331-3681 or Trike Theater, that would be re.org. Crystal Bridges Museum has a ton of free stuff. They have nature drawing, they have drop-in drawing, they have family films introducing children to art, they have family-friendly gallery tours, they have drop-in puppetry with Trike Theater. You can check that all out on their website, which is crystalbridges.org.
Which I'm continuing with the How Fast Time Flies. I went to Crystal Bridges for the first time last spring break.
Oh.
And it does not feel like it was a year ago at all.
Time does fly.
Yeah.
The Jones Center has a $3 spring break, meaning you can swim, skate, or both for $3 every day of spring break.
I like the or both.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Shiloh Museum, of course, has some great exhibits that would be great for kids. Archaeopteryx to Zappa. See, I got to say it again.
You did.
Which is on the history of the University of Arkansas Museum and has cool fossils and Kachina dolls and all sorts of things kids would be fascinated by. Springdale Public Library is doing movie breaks on the 18th and the 20th. Arts Live in Fayetteville has two spring break camps, Create a Play for students 5 through 8 and Spring Musical Theater for students 9 to 12. The Community Creative Center in Fayetteville has Kinder Music, Tell Me a Tale for ages 4 to 7, Glass Fusion classes for kids, and a Glass Fusion class for adults. And the Fayetteville Public Library has daytime lock-ins, an artsy-craftsy day for families, and spring break movies, including one of my favorites, Hotel Transylvania.
Hmm.
Peter Pan, Wreck-It Ralph, The Rescuers, and Rise of the Guardians. And you can find out more about all of this in What's Up. Oh, and don't forget, Ozark Folkways in Winslow has a juggling workshop for children 8 to 18. That's
Seriously?
On March 19th.
That sounds
There's
like
a story.
Fun. That sounds like fun.
A lot of things to do.
Have fun while we're at work.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, every Friday and Saturday evening, beginning at 10 p.m. On this Friday's show, I will pay tribute to one of the great jazz organists of our time who passed away this week, Melvin Rhine. We'll hear cuts from Melvin Rhine on the Hammond B3 organ with Wes Montgomery, and also cuts from his CDs as a leader. I will also feature an exclusive interview with jazz harmonica player Gregoire Marais, who will be appearing at the Walton Arts Center in concert on March 16th. This, in addition to music from Benny Green, Jason Marsalis, Kevin Eubanks, and much more, that's Shades of Jazz, Friday at 10 p.m.